Hi guys, so I fucking hate religion. I've just fucking hate it. It's fucking insane. I wanted to say that because it's been on my mind for like a couple of more years, and I had to just say it here. I want to talk about something today, something very, 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 very interesting. You could say that. So I want to talk about lesbian sex and why it stands out, like it's exceptional. Amongst other forms of sex, lesbian sex stands out. That's the argument I'm going to be bringing to the table this morning. And I'll tell you guys why. But before I do that, I am going to have to say hi to everybody. How are we doing? It's been like, what, 1 month? Consistency, something that I would never be able to, you know, conquer. I don't know. I just cannot. But I'm here. That's like all that matters. It's been a lot actually. I sort of changed my environment, so it's like a serene. I don't know if it's serene because obviously there's like a fellowship downstairs, so it's still sort of messed up. But I think it's better than before. Many things has happened. You know, we could talk about the issue of transphobia. We could talk about the issue of just so many things. Basically, in Clubhouse, it's been a lot. But I just want to know, like, that's like what's been going on here in my, like, for me, you know, actually. I just want to check in and know that we're okay, we're good. I'm just really glad to be alive. I swear, I love life. I do too much. For someone that doesn't really sort of explore, I just like being alive. You know, I think it's just sort of weird, but I love it, and I want to keep it this way for a long time actually. And I hope that we're okay, we're happy. So you know, people ask me, and this is not me trying to be an influencer. I swear, people literally, like, they ask me about lesbian sex. Like, most times when I tell people that I'm a lesbian, the first thing that comes to mind is, oh, how do you fuck? You know, that sort of stuff. So, I think it's something I want to talk about today. You know, I'm not going to come and say, because I like sex a lot. You know, I could be, like, a nymph, but on a scale of 1 to 10, I could be, like, probably a 7, you know. You know, like, I do love sex a lot. You know, something that I think it's a very huge part of. It's a very essential part of humanity, and I think we should really, really not take it for granted. It's so beautiful, and people should enjoy and just do it because it's so cool, I guess. When it comes to sex, you know, it's not about me. It's just about lesbian sex, basically. But I just say that I'm not one of those people that just have sex randomly. You know, it takes a lot. It takes a lot, and I could get, you know, sort of shy sometimes, but when I'm in the moment, like, it's just fucking like I'm an animal. God, that sounded fucking weird, but the point I'm making is, like, it's just a whole lot of things. And you know, people don't talk about, you know, sex if it's not the normal heterosexual sort of sex. So I think it's something that we don't talk about because no one wants to listen, and when they want to listen, it's just for the need, you know, it's the whole fetish thing, or I don't know, just to talk about it for talking sake, nothing really extra about that. So I think it's something that's like why people, queer people, don't want to talk about sex with you, because when people ask those questions, straight people particularly, it's not for anything, just to sort of, I don't know, just with bad intention. That's my point. So you should be better people, you know. But I'll walk you guys, like, you know, lesbian sex. You know, when you see girls have sex, how do people enjoy sex and blah 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 blah. I think I'm going to be very honest and fucking blunt because no one is going to babysit anybody today. So lesbian sex is like the best of the best of the best. You know, in terms of sex, maybe gay sex, you know, stands out a bit. Like, it's like shoulder to shoulder, but maybe just with an inch or a couple of, I don't know. And I think gay sex is amazing. Like, men fucking, it's just really fucking good. But for women, I think it's, you know, not just the satisfaction we derive. Like, the things that lead to that satisfaction, you know, all the steps, all the, you know, the accumulation of all of these emotions and all of this, the intensity and everything, that's like why I would say lesbian sex is like really, it's just fucking amazing. Because for us, having that orgasm, yeah, that's like very, very vital. Like, really, if I'm fucking, that's like one of the things I look out for, even though at some point I was scared to sort of let go. Oh my god, this thing is, it's messed up, you know. But what happens is, when women are having sex, two women, you know, it's not just that end game, as opposed to when, you know, I don't know, maybe straight people having sex, you know, most times you just want to get to that point where you come, and in most cases it's just the guy that would come and the girl would just be there. I feel bad for straight women. Again, I'm, you know, my heart goes out to straight women. This is me. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. I'm not trying to be, you know, heterophobic, if that's a thing, but I'm just being honest here. So I think that for that, like, it's sort of sad, you know. But for, and you know, I'm not going to talk about, but I'll just sort of, you know, compare, you know, so from time to time. But for lesbian sex, it's a woman and another woman, and it's so beautiful. Like, the softness, you know, the serenity, the affections, and the subtle movements, and just the care, the attention, all of these things combined, you know. And women are just so fucking amazing and fucking beautiful, and they just know what to do. They know what they are doing. Like, I know, it's like, I just shut up, I know what I'm doing. You don't even have to talk much, you know. And I noticed something. You could see women, you know, I'm talking about queer women, you know, when they are just there, they could be sort of maybe aggressive, or just this, you know, heartless people, you know, myself included. So I don't want to say I'm bashing anybody. So, but when it comes to really having sex or making love or fucking, you know, I think they just sort of change. You could see them for what they are. Like, this softness that women possess, you know, it just comes out, you know, unconsciously, maybe consciously, it's just there, and it's not being forced, it's just there, and they just exhibit all of these things, and you're like, wow. And the tenderness, you know, the care, you know, fuck what women can do, fuck what they can say, or how they can be fucking hostile. But when it comes to just being in the bedroom, in bed with one, you could see that they're really soft people, and it's not a bad thing. It could be form of strength, in my opinion, also, you know. But that's like just the surface of how we lesbians just sort of were comfortable, and we just know, and you feel so fucking safe, you know. What you're seeing is not alien to you, it's what you have, so it's not going to be hard for you to understand what's going on, you know. So if this thing I'm touching, if I touch it in my own body, if I touch it on my own body, you know, so it gives me this pleasure, so I'll just touch that thing, so you get the same pleasure, so because I want to make you feel good, you know. So we know these things because we have them, so that's like why it's just so easy. It's so fucking easy if you're touching somewhere. And I know women, our bodies, like, it varies and all of those things, but I think the similarity as opposed to a man, it's like so close, you know. Men is like so fucking wild apart, you know. So the most interesting thing for me, you know, I like to come, I like all of those things, but I think it's the build up, you know, what leads to that. And we will take our time. We fuck for like 2 hours straight. We're not just fucking. We're doing other things before that happens. So I think that's like why it's so beautiful, because they take their time, you know, the making out, the touching, the stimulations, they just worship your body, you know. Women can do that, and it's so fucking amazing. Like, that's, you know, I don't think men have that patience. I'm sorry to say. I'm not just trying to be, I don't think they can be patient enough, because it's your dick's like hard, you want to go in there, you know, you have to, and it's understandable, you know. I'm not going to come and say that's like not, you know, valid, you know, but that's on them. But for women, it's just not like that, you know. They take their time. Lesbians or women, queer women, no one is in a hurry. It's like the whole world stops for a couple of hours, and it's just you and this person, and just really making love and exploring, and then having conversations in between, and just having this, you know, this, oh god, the eye contact, like all of these things, and how they smell so good, how the lips is like so fucking soft, how the voice is like so tender, you know, how, oh my god, I'm sorry guys, I just thinking about all of these things, all of the sex I've had, and all of these, all the moments I've had to sort of And it's something that we should really, and sex could be anything you want, it could be anything you want it to be, you know. So it's not just about going in and out of the pussy, just blah, 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 blah. No, it's not that. It's like, it goes beyond that. What people don't understand, it goes beyond that. For me, sex is from the moment I'm entering your house, or you're entering my house, or we're meeting somewhere, to we're eating, we're beating, we're seated, we're talking, we're kissing, just everything from the moment I even saw you and know that, oh, we're going to fuck today. That sex starts from there. Like, it starts from that particular point till I have my orgasm and I go to bed. You know, even in the morning, it still continues, you know. So I think I'm trying to really explain something. Like, it's, you have to know why women would want other women in most cases, because of this attention they get when they're with other women. You know, it's just there. We're not in a hurry to do anything. We're not really, we're just really ready to just have a good time, you know. And the concept of fingering, like, it's something that we don't talk about a lot. It's so fucking amazing. Like, being fingered is, like, so good, guys. If this is too much, I'll stop talking. But no one is saying I should stop talking, so I'll keep going. You know, people, like I said before, I think I made a tweet some time ago. It should be like a whole course in Yale or Harvard or whatever university out there. Fingering should be a whole course. Like, it should be something that would be studied and, you know, analyzed and really just, you know, just because it's so fucking hot. You know, the idea that you're putting your finger into another person and just really, and this eye contact, just really watching them, how they, oh my God, guys, it is good. And it's really when it's like hitting the right spots. I can't even imagine, like, every, there's no let me wait for it to beat up. The moment your finger goes inside, like, you know, it's just so good. Like, you feel so good, and it feels, the hand is like, you, oh man, guys, please. If not for anything, being a lesbian, even if it's fucking hard, the sex that me I enjoy from it, I think I console myself with the hardship that comes with being a lesbian in this fucking country called Nigeria, you know. So all of these things, it's just really fucking, it's so good. And just and what about, you know, the boobs, like women and their boobs, like how you just, it's another thing again, it's another thing, God, it's another thing entirely. Like, that one is, it's like, kill me, fucking kill me, because I'm not even going to force myself to be, because what the fuck, how can you have those, you know, lesbian sex is just so good, you know. And I think people should finger themselves more. Even women, you know, let men do that, because it's so good. It feels good. It's, I've not had a dick before, but I know that it's better because of how, man, God. But you know what, guys? So lesbians, we just take our time to fuck. We take our time to really, you know, understand our bodies, and so that's like why we get what we want. It's not because we're just magically wired to be like that. No, because we've put in the work. We don't have sex if it's not like up to an hour. We've not started fucking. You know, there's no 5 minutes lesbian woman or 10 minutes or 15 minutes lesbian woman sex. No, lesbian sex, it's a whole lot. Like, it's there's so many things in between, you know. There's a planning, there's the, you know, it's like a whole thing. Like, if you want to fuck, you're planning it for the whole day. I mean, it could be spontaneous, you know, but it's like something that you have to plan, because it's so fucking amazing. That's why. So, you know, I think you know, I know we watch porn, and I know that I don't watch lesbian porn. You know, I think it's fucked up. I think it's not what, it's not how we fuck. Please, that's not how lesbians fuck real life. Those porns, like someone said, I mean, it's no news that it's made for men to just sort of enjoy it. And, you know, but when women really have sex, you know, all of these things, and it's not like this, oh, perfect. It's just really, everything is just sleek here. No. There's work, you know. It takes strength also. There's physicality involved and everything. So I think we don't address that. We don't talk about that. It's not as easy as you might just see women smelling and laughing and those nonsense they do on, you know, during porn. So porn. But I think it's a beautiful thing. I think I love it so much. And you know, it's just beautiful. I don't know what to say again, but I think lesbian sex is good, you know. I think people should. And I think women are just, we're just, I'll stop talking now, because I just wanted to sort of talk about this morning, and I'm happy I did. And I hope that we'll stay safe, and I hope that we get what we want. And it's something I want to say also is that it's okay to not know what you want, you know, out of life, out of people, you know. It's okay to want to figure it out, no matter how long it takes. Take your time. It's okay to have doubts sometimes, all the time. It's okay to second doubt everything and everyone. I don't think that's a bad thing. It's okay to want to keep yourself safe. You know, it's okay to want to be safe, you know. I want to be safe. So I know people listen to these things, people that people that probably had, you know, in case you're out there, and you know, I know that I've not been the best of the best, but I'm just really trying to be safe. That's all. Nothing else. It's not you. Maybe I have to get this whole thing out, but I think women are really sort of complex people. And it's a privilege. I'm glad I've never been hurt by one before, because I know that I would not be able to make it out alive. So that's like why I want to keep myself very safe. And it's not a bad thing to want to do that sometimes, you know. But I loved this talk, and I'll let us go now. So bye. Hi guys, so I fucking hate religion. I've just fucking hate it. It's fucking insane. It's fucking insane. I wanted to say that because it's been on my mind for like a couple of years, and I had to just say it here. I want to talk about something today, something very, 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 very interesting. You could say that. So I want to talk about lesbian sex and why it stands out, like it's exceptional. Amongst other forms of sex, lesbian sex stands out. That's the argument I'm going to be bringing to the table this morning. And I'll tell you guys why. But before I do that, I am going to have to say hi to everybody. How are we doing? It's been like, what, 1 month? Consistency, something that I would never be able to, you know, conquer. I don't know. I just cannot. But I'm here. That's like all that matters. It's been a lot, actually. I sort of changed my environment, so it's like a serene. I don't know if it's serene, because obviously there's like a fellowship downstairs, so it's still sort of messed up. But I think it's better than before. Many things has happened. You know, we could talk about the issue of transphobia. We could talk about the issue of just so many things. Basically, in Clubhouse, it's been a lot. But I just want to know, like, that's like what's been going on here in my, like, for me, you know, actually. I just want to check in and know that we're okay, we're good. I'm just really glad to be alive. I swear, I love life. I do too much. For someone that doesn't really sort of explore, I just like being alive, you know. I think it's just sort of weird, but I love it, and I want to keep it this way for a long time, actually. And I hope that we're okay, we're happy. So, you know, people ask me, and this is not me trying to be an influencer, I swear, people literally, like, they ask me about lesbian sex. Like, most times when I tell people that I'm a lesbian, the first thing that comes to mind is, oh, how do you perfuck, you know, that sort of stuff. So I think it's something I want to talk about today. You know, I'm not going to come and say, because I like sex a lot, you know, I could be like a nymph, but on a scale of 1 to 10, I could be like probably a 7, you know, like, I do love sex a lot, you know, something that I think it's a very essential part of humanity, and I think we should really, really not take it for granted. It's so beautiful, and people should enjoy and just do it, because it's so cool, I guess. When it comes to sex, you know, it's not about me, it's just about lesbian sex, basically. But I just see that I'm not one of those people that just have sex randomly, you know. It takes a lot, and I could get, you know, sort of shy sometimes, but when I'm in the moment, like, it's just fucking like I'm an animal. God, that sounded fucking weird, but the point I'm making is, like, it's just a whole lot of things, and, you know, people don't talk about, you know, sex if it's not the normal heterosexual sort of sex. So I think it's something that we don't talk about because no one wants to listen, and when they want to listen, it's just to just for the need, just want to, you know, the whole fetish thing, or I don't know, just to talk about it for talking sake, nothing really extra about that. So I think it's something that that's like why people, queer people, don't want to talk about sex with you, because when people ask those questions, straight people particularly, it's not for anything, just to sort of, I don't know, it's just be bad intention. That's my point. So you should be better people, you know. But I'll walk you guys, like, you know, lesbian sex, you know, when you see girls have sex, how do people enjoy sex and blah 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 blah. I think I'm going to be very honest and fucking blunt, because no one is gonna babysit anybody today. So lesbian sex is like the best of the best of the best, you know, in terms of sex. Maybe gay sex, you know, stands out a bit, like it's like shoulder to shoulder, but maybe just with an inch or a couple of, I don't know. And I think gay sex is amazing, like men fucking, it's just really fucking good. But for women, I think it's, you know, not just the satisfaction we derive, like the things that lead to that satisfaction, you know, the all the steps, all the, you know, the accumulation of all of these emotions and all of this, the intensity and everything. That's like why I would say lesbian sex is like really, it's just fucking amazing. Because for us, having that orgasm, yeah, that's like very, very vital. Like really, if I'm fucking, that's like one of the things I look out for. Even though at some point I was scared to sort of let go. Oh my god, this thing is, it's messed up. You know, but what happens is when women are having sex, two women, you know, it's not just that end game, as opposed to when, you know, I don't know, maybe straight people having sex, you know, most times you just want to get to that point where you come, and in most cases it's just the guy that would come and the girl would just be there. I feel bad for straight women. Again, I'm, you know, my heart goes out to straight women. This is me. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. I'm not trying to be, you know, heterophobic, if that's a thing, but I'm just being honest here. So I think that for that, like, it's sort of sad, you know. But for, and you know, I'm not going to talk about, but I'll just sort of, you know, compare, you know, so from time to time. But for lesbian sex, it's a woman and another woman, and it's so beautiful. Like the softness, you know, the serenity, the affections, and the subtle movements, and just the care, the attention, all of these things combined, you know. And women are just so fucking amazing and fucking beautiful, and they just know what to do. They know what they are doing. Like, I know, it's like, I just shut up, I know what I'm doing. You don't even have to talk much, you know. And I noticed something. You could see women, you know, I'm talking about queer women, you know, when they are just there, they could be sort of maybe aggressive, or just this, you know, heartless people, you know, myself included. So I don't want to say I'm bashing anybody. So, but when it comes to really having sex or making love or fucking, you know, I think they just sort of change. You could see them for what they are. Like this softness that women possess, you know, it just comes out, you know, unconsciously, maybe consciously, it's just there, and it's not being forced, it's just there, and they just exhibit all of these things, and you're like, wow. And the tenderness, you know, the care, you know, fuck what women can do, fuck what they can say, or how they can be fucking hostile. But when it comes to just being in the bedroom, in bed with one, you could see that they're really soft people, and it's not a bad thing. It could be form of strength, in my opinion, also, you know. But that's like just the surface of how we lesbians just sort of were comfortable, and we just know, and you feel so fucking safe. You know, what you're seeing is not alien to you, it's what you have, so it's not gonna be hard for you to understand what's going on, you know. So if this thing I'm touching, if I touch it in my own body, if I touch it on my own body, you know, so it gives me this pleasure. So I'll just touch that thing, so you get the same pleasure. So because I want to make you feel good. You know, so we know these things because we have them. So that's like why it's just so easy. It's so fucking easy. If you're touching somewhere, and I know women, our bodies, like, it varies and all of those things, but I think the similarity as opposed to a man, it's like so close, you know. Men is like so fucking wild apart, you know. So the most interesting thing for me, you know, I like to come, I like all of those things, but I think it's the build up, you know, what leads to that. And we will take our time. We fuck for like 2 hours straight. We're not just fucking. We're doing other things before that happens. So I think that's like why it's so beautiful, because they take their time, you know, the making out, the touching, the stimulations, they just worship your body, you know. Women can do that, and it's so fucking amazing. Like, that's, you know, I don't think men have that patience. I'm sorry to say, I'm not just trying to be, I don't think they can be patient enough, because it's your dick's like hard, you want to go in there, you know, you have to, and it's understandable, you know. I'm not gonna come and say that's like not, you know, valid, you know, but that's on them. But for women, it's just not like that, you know. They take their time. Lesbians or women, queer women, no one is in a hurry. It's like the whole world stops for a couple of hours, and it's just you and this person, and just really making love and exploring, and then having conversations in between, and just having this, you know, this, oh god, the eye contact, like all of these things, and how they smell so good, how the lips is like so fucking soft, how the voice is like so tender, you know, how, oh my god, I'm sorry guys, I just thinking about all of these things, all of the sex I've had, and all of these, all the moments I've had to sort of, and it's something that we should really, and sex could be anything you want, it could be anything you want it to be, you know. So it's not just about going in and out of the pussy, just blah, 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 blah. No, it's not that. It's like, it goes beyond that. It's what people don't understand, it goes beyond that. For me, sex is, from the moment I'm entering your house, or you're entering my house, or meeting somewhere, to we're eating, we're beating, we're seated, we're talking, we're kissing, just everything from the moment I even saw you and know that, oh, we're going to fuck today, that sex starts from there. Like, it starts from that particular point till I have my orgasm and I go to bed, you know. Even in the morning, it still continues, you know. So I think I'm trying to really explain something. Like, it's, you have to know why women would want other women in most cases, because of this attention they get when they're with other women, you know. It's just there. We're not in a hurry to do anything. We're not really, we're just really ready to just have a good time, you know. And the concept of fingering, like, it's something that we don't talk about a lot. It's so fucking amazing. Like, being fingered is like so good, guys. If this is too much, I'll stop talking. But no one is saying I should stop talking, so I'll keep going, you know. People, like I said before, I think I made a tweet some time ago, it should be like a whole course in Yale or Harvard or whatever university out there. Fingering should be a whole course. Like, it should be something that would be studied and, you know, analyzed, and really just, you know, just because it's so fucking hot, you know. The idea that you're putting your finger into another person and just really, and this eye contact, just really watching them, how they, oh my god, guys, it is good. And especially when it's like hitting the right spots, I can't even imagine. Like, every, there's no let me wait for it to beat up. The moment your finger goes inside, like, you know, it's just so good. Like, you feel so good, and it feels, the hand is like, you, oh man, guys, please, if not for anything, being a lesbian, even if it's fucking hard, the sex that me, I enjoy from it, I think I console myself with the hardship that comes with being a lesbian in this fucking country called Nigeria, you know. So all of these things, it's just really fucking, it's so good. And just and what about, you know, the boobs, like women and their boobs, like how you just, it's another thing again, it's another thing, god, it's another thing entirely. Like, that one is, it's like, kill me, fucking kill me, because I'm not even going to force myself to be, because what the fuck, how can you have those, you know. Lesbian sex is just so good, you know, and I think people should finger themselves more, even women, you know. Let men do that, because it's so good, it feels good. It's, I've not had a dick before, but I know that it's better because of how, man, god. But you know what, guys, so lesbians, we just take our time to fuck, we take our time to really, you know, understand our bodies, and so that's like why we get what we want. It's not because we're just magically wired to be like that, no, because we've put in the work. We don't have sex if it's not like up to an hour, we've not started fucking, you know. There's no 5 minutes lesbian woman, or 10 minutes or 15 minutes lesbian woman sex. No, lesbian sex, it's a whole lot. Like, it's there's so many things in between, you know. There's a planning, there's the, you know, it's like a whole thing. Like, if you want to fuck, you're planning it for the whole day. I mean, it could be spontaneous, you know, but it's like something that you have to plan. because it's so fucking amazing. That's why. So, you know, I think, you know, I know we watch porn, and I know that I don't watch lesbian porn. You know, I think it's fucked up. I think it's not what, it's not how we fuck. Please, that's not how lesbians fuck real life. Those porn, like someone said. I mean, it's no news that it's made for men to just sort of enjoy it, and you know, but when women really have sex, you know, all of these things, and it's not like this, oh, perfect. It's just really everything is just sleeky, and no. There's work, you know, it takes strength also, this physicality involved and everything. So I think we don't address that, we don't talk about that. It's not as easy as you might just see women smelling and laughing and those nonsense they do on, you know, during porns. So porn, but I think it's a beautiful thing. I think I love it so much, and you know, it's just beautiful. I don't know what to say again, but I think lesbian sex is good, you know. I think people should. And I think women are just, we're just, I'll stop talking now, like, because I just wanted to sort of talk about this morning, and I'm happy I did. And I hope that we'll stay safe, and I hope that we get what we want. And something I want to say also is that it's okay to not know what you want, you know, out of life, out of people, you know. It's okay to want to figure it out, no matter how long it takes. Take your time. It's okay to have doubts sometimes, all the time. It's okay to second doubt everything and everyone. I don't think that's a bad thing. Like, it's okay to want to keep yourself safe, you know. It's okay to want to be safe, you know. I want to be safe. So I know people listen to these things, people that I know people that probably had, you know, in case you're out there, and you know, I know that I've not been the best of the best, but I'm just really trying to be safe. That's all, nothing else. It's not you. Maybe I have to get this whole thing out, but I think women are really sort of complex people, and it's a privilege. I'm glad I've never been hurt by one before, because I know that I would not be able to make it out alive. So that's like why I want to keep myself very safe, and it's not a bad thing to want to do that sometimes, you know. But I loved this talk, and I'll let us go now. So bye.